3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Yo ho! I have to, I'm starting maybe at the very beginning stages to burn on that. Just a little bit.
I have a question actually about that.
Play. Yeah, it's about a week.
And it may require a replay. I don't know. Josh, is that your favorite one? Is that your favorite open that we've done?
No. Okay. I like the creepy soft girl.
Okay. Because I was really looking at the Josh video on this one, and I think.
Do you notice how he dominates the conversation, like, right out of the gate? I think he's on different medication.
Welcome to the Rob Spiewak Show.
He did. Right out of the gate.
You brought up the yo-ho, and I was watching Josh, and I think that Josh always looks best in AI, but in the front part of the pirate video, he looks more like Bradley Cooper than he does like Josh.
We all look better.
Josh looks really good.
What's sad about it is I look better because I'm just... old.
I don't know. Mike, have you thought about
you
just
have a hat.
Starting to dress like a pirate?
maybe that's the look.
Lean into it.
I've seen the guys down here in Southwest Florida that do a lot of them in the Keys, too. Guys that have that kind of ruddy look. And by the way, you know what? And just to, on a related note here that I'm taking my kid who's modifying his e-bike and I'm taking him to the hardware store because... these kids tear these bikes apart to modify them. That's part of the fun. And I don't mind it. I think it's actually a healthy little activity. Last Friday night, I got three of these crumb crunchers in my garage with tools scattered all over the place. And they're, I think it's healthy. I think it's fine. If they're working on bikes, that's cool.
But it is as long as it gets put back together.
Well, it doesn't. And that's why we addressed it yesterday. Mm-hmm. So he is trying to take the pedals off.
Right.
And put pegs on it. And the pegs keep moving, and he hasn't figured it out yet. So I take him to the Ace Hardware, and I dump him off. I give him $20 bill, and I give him $20 bill. And he goes into the Ace, and I'm in the parking lot just watching, people watching, what I always do.
I'm surprised you didn't go in. You love hardware stores.
I don't mind when I'm doing a project, but I am, it's late in the day. This was really late in the day.
Right.
Right before closing, like a little before 7 o'clock last night. And I'm watching my fellow Americans. And, I have this just dismal opinion of the citizenry lately. I really do. This is why I will never run for office, because somebody would take this clip and isolate it. But I'm watching just... 60-year-old after 60-year-old after 60-year-old in their pajamas, whatever they're, in their baggy, gym, mismatched, and I'm realizing, who gives a rat's ass? Just go out and do that. And I don't know. I just said nobody gives a crap anymore. And it's, what I mean? Back in my old man's day, when you'd go to a ball game, if you saw a clip of a ball game, you'd see guys in coats, ties, and hats, and kind of cool back in the day. Everybody had that kind of uniform. And now, you go to an airport, you go on a plane, and then, even us. I mean, this is dressy for me, wearing a golf shirt. Yes, Rob's the best dressed of all of us today.
Well, because I always wear, like, gym shorts. I mean, I'm not.
Are you wearing gym shorts right now?
Actually, no. Right now, I'm wearing cargo shorts. But most of the days, I wear gym shorts. And, like, for example,
The waist up today.
But I would say if I were to like walk the dogs and I just had the gym shorts on, I would go put on something else. I mean,
You would change to go outside and see.
Yeah,
your neighbors.
Exactly. Yeah, but if I'm just inside, that's where we're at.
But I've done many business calls where I'm in gym shorts and a button down.
Okay. If you're working from home, I'm just talking about going out in public. Have you ever late at night, Rob, when the dogs just had a late night pee or something like that, saddled out in various stages of underwear ever? Have you ever done that?
No, I've never done like boxers or anything. But then also your neighborhood is a little more spread out than mine.
You mean it's spread out in what way?
I mean, like, you have space between your houses. Yeah. I've got townhouses. I mean, my neighbors are up my ass.
Well, I mean, I don't have a lot of space down here. We're ticky-tackies back to back. But so you do take the chance there might be somebody driving down. But I kind of hide right around the garage and just, get them out for a quick pee, and I do that.
Is that why all your shrubs are trimmed to belly button level?
Before we get to the new account,
I hate to interrupt. Can you restart? You're doing a little popping.
Oh, I'm popping?
You're popping, yeah.
Okay. I was going to make a point that I wanted to...
He's gone.
I have, though, Rob, I have fully embraced the laziness of sweatpants.
Yeah, they're great.
Now that joggers are popular, and you can get away with that, I've completely embraced that.
Well, I have a couple pair that I got at Costco that are probably acceptable. They're like a shiny black, but they look almost like slacks.
Right.
And you can get away with that. I don't like the zipper on the heel. That I don't like.
Mine do not have that.
But zipper like Larry King?
No. Pants.
Yeah, I was saying I have in laziness clothing, I have fully embraced the sweatpants. The joggers that are now popular, where I will leave the house in sweatpants all the time.
But those type that you're talking about, we've sold them on the show. They're sweatpants in name only because they're really supposed to be the real sloppy, baggy sweatpants. That's a look. That's a look in and of itself, right?
Well, I might go out in sloppy sweatpants if I have like a hoodie, because then the top matches the carpet matches the drapes. As I
come to you today with a. With a lot to discuss, and the main thing I wanted to talk about is I made noise about tax day and how with my attitude, it was maybe I should seek a person to work with me in the accounting department, maybe a little change. And the great news is that Josh, who's always thinking, always paying attention, he found an accountant firm, a tax-specific accountant firm.
I think he's right down the street in that shopping center.
I'm very, very
excited.
Do you
think we could get him as a sponsor?
Well, I think we have a commercial, and maybe this will motivate him to do it. But this is my new guy that will be doing my 2026 taxes next year, because they've already been filed this year. Let's roll that tape of that wonderful new account.
Come and file your taxes. Come and file your taxes. You know you won't that. Cash advance. You want that cash advance? You better file, 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 file. Hey, 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 hey. File, 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 file. Hey, 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 hey. Come to Boss Up. We gonna hook you up. We gonna make sure you get that max refund. You got a couple kids and you a single baby mom.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, little girl. That's my job.
All right.
Come and file your taxes.
I'd like to chat with her.
You know you
I just want to know who's getting $8,000 refunds.
You want that cash advance? You better file.
He's getting $8,000. All right, we've seen enough. These $8,000 what?
Do you suppose that guy is the accountant, or is he just like a spokesman?
I think he does it all.
it said $8,000 cash advances, which
up to $8,000.
Yeah, roll in, file your taxes, and get $8,000.
Who's getting an $8,000 refund?
Maybe someone who is a little shady.
See, I think that's not based on a refund. I think that's just a little, your job's your credit up front.
Yeah, we had a lot of those in Richmond back in the day. Where they would cash your paycheck in advance.
Yeah. And, and then, of course, you got to pay that piper.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's
no
a percentage.
Paper, no.
that's a good callback. I forgot about that.
Right before the show, I was talking about taking in the very latest of the Dracula franchise, which is, I think, flown under the radar.
Yeah,
even
I've
though
not
it's
heard
got
about
a major
it.
Star in it. It's got the guy from Inglourious Bastard, Christoph Waltz.
Who he works a lot.
He does work a lot, and he's good in everything he does. I really, even if it's a weird movie, this is a weird movie, like a lot of Dracula movies are, very, very weird.
Does he play Dracula?
No, he does not.
Does he play Van Helsing or the
character? No, he does not. Van Helsing not in this version of Dracula.
Odd. What does he play?
Plays a priest who's kind of a vampire hunter. kind of a vampire hunter priest. You know what? I could explain it to you, but I want to talk about the lead actor who plays the title role. Uh-huh. Let's roll a trailer of the Dracula you may have missed that I've taken in almost all of it. I'm almost finished with it. Let's take a
I've been studying this for 400 years. And you're the first to have captured a specimen alive.
These creatures are the result of a divine curse.
What exactly did I capture?
There's Christoph.
Yeah.
A vampire.
For 400 years now, we've been looking for the source.
His voice. You are.
He comes to find his princess.
Oh.
There he is again.
Count Dracula. Centuries ago, I asked God for one favor. I will fight in his name.
All right, we've seen enough. That's Dracula. You know how it goes. Dracula, I have to say that the lead character, Dracula, played by arguably the ugliest actor in the history of Hollywood, Caleb Landry Jones. Are you familiar with Caleb's work,
Caleb Landry Jones? I am not. I would think I'd know his name.
I think he's had small parts on Ozark.
Okay.
He's a character actor who usually plays kind of a younger misfit.
Okay.
That's what he's done up until this point. But he is, I would describe him as not easy on the eye.
He's got a definite look.
Yeah, he's got a particular, and he's out there. He's out there. And it also proves to me that if you're weird enough in Hollywood, you can make yourself a little career. The thing I like about Caleb Landry Jones and actors like him is that it does prove that you don't have to have the matinee idol looks to get a starring role in a movie, which I think is kind of cool.
Just a glance at how he looked in the movie, he was suggesting to me a little bit of Willem Dafoe. But also William Dafoe, who has gotten ugly, was sexy when he was young.
I think he makes Caleb Landry Jones
yes.
makes Willem Dafoe look like George Clooney, in my humble opinion. That's but in Dracula, when wasn't like Vlad that myth of Vlad the Impaler?
Vlad the Impaler. His name was Vlad Zepes.
Yeah. Wasn't he supposed to be a homely looking guy, right? Even pictures of him are like he's not a good looking dude.
No, I thought the rumors were that he was really good looking, which helped him seduce the ladies. And that's how he could bite them.
What was his last name? I think the rumors what, from the 1400s?
No. I think the legend is that he was good looking. I mean, and if you look at the movies, he's always been very good looking.
Well, there's a new Dracula. I think his name is
Vlad Zepes or Tepes, something like that.
Zepes. That's pretty cool.
But he was the Vlad the Impaler, and he was a bad neighbor. He's not a good guy.
Not a lot, at least as far as I'm concerned. We haven't had another flashback. It has flashbacks. But I haven't seen a lot of impaling. And, for my money, that's kind of part of the Dracula story. Now you get a little of that early days of the wonderful little impaling that he did.
But. I love that Carrie used to work with a lady from Eastern Europe, and she's called the state to our north, Pennsylvania. Which makes me think of Transylvania somehow. But she's we are going to Pennsylvania.
Welcome. I hope you look forward to, we are going up to see the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Should be a good time. So this guy is, I don't know what to make of this movie. I can't really give it a review.
Does he cast a spell on his victims so they think he's good looking?
He's able to perform that kind of magic.
Ah.
We see that he's got the, remember the Gary Oldman Dracula? Was that Francis Ford Coppola?
Yeah, I believe it was. So with the big hair.
With the big hair. He's got that scene where, and I think it's a wig. Not that the of course it's a wig that the actor's wearing, but I think in the story, he's a bald, nasty-looking creature.
Sure.
So he just wears that when he's hanging around his house.
You've been concerned about your receding hairline, Mike.
I have indeed. You can see it right here.
Have you ever thought of getting that wig?
I would. I would actually go to a Halloween party if I could acquire the Dracula wig. The Dracula wig to me would be, oh my God, how much fun would that? I'm sure somebody's used that wig
of course.
At a party, right?
Yeah, you must have to go expensive. To a Halloween pop-up store to find
it. I wish we could find, Josh, a picture of Dracula's olden hair. It's just a magnificent
If you were to find that wig, Mike, that's a bingo.
I would wear it on the show.
And you can, because you don't wear headphones. You wear the earbuds. You could wear it on the show.
I could do whatever I want on this show.
Of course,
it's in my home. That's where I do it. You know, so
it's in my home, and I'm in my underwear.
But as far as Caleb is concerned, Caleb Landry Jones, three name person.
Yeah,
is that the type of hair you're fascinated with?
No, much bigger.
No, it's white hair. Gary Oldman's hair in Dracula.
All right.
It's almost V-shaped.
If you put that in the search engine, it'll what's that? It's a
almost V-shaped. He's got a very severe middle part.
And braids and very long. And by the way, that Dracula, I think old Caleb Landry channels a little Gary Oldman with that that look.
And Oldman is also, how did you say, a character. He has character actor looks.
He is not a classically handsome man.
No, he's not. No.
But a phenomenal actor and one of the best I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And his accent in his version of Dracula is crafted. I mean, just beautifully done. Really,
that's
really
it?
Impressive.
That's
yes. There you go.
There he is. I want that wig. I want to.
Would you accept the wig in the form of a super chat where someone could donate the wig?
Oh, is that like the demonstration of the costuming that they did?
Yeah, it's the costume breakdown.
Look at that. The creatures of the night. What beautiful music they make.
Now, do you have any respect at all for the original Dracula? Of course, Bela Lugosi.
That's not the original Dracula. The original Dracula is Nosferatu.
Well, okay, but actually, if you go by the novel of Dracula by Bram Stoker, the first filmed version was that.
First film version was Nosferatu.
Well, that's a different take on the legend. It's not the same story.
But, I mean, they all come from the book. It's just a various interpretations. Okay. But your original terrifying, scary, with the long, pointy fingers, Dracula.
He's maybe the scariest character ever filmed.
Very, very, and back in like the early days of
24, cinema. Like 1924.
Really?
They said the actor was haunted. His name was Max Schreck, and his name means scream. And he was a very scary guy in real life as well. But that movie is horrifying.
The Bela Lugosi version, which really was the basis for a lot of Draculas to come, I thought was kind of cartoonish, you know?
It wasn't, you know what? It came out almost concurrently with Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And my dad's grandfather owned a movie theater that showed them both. And he told stories that the Dracula movie was very popular because it was a little bit, there was a little bit of underscore of sexuality in it, too much for that era. A
lot of sex in this Dracula, too. In fact, the very beginning of this version of the Caleb Landry Jones Dracula has a lot of banging right at the beginning.
Is Caleb banging?
Yes. Yeah, nice. He's doing it with a very, very attractive maiden who, of course, he's in love with, and she dies, and then that's the whole pursuit.
When the first Frankenstein came out with Boris Karloff, I think 1931, people were literally screaming and passing out in the theater because they had never seen anything like it. Mm-hmm. So it's a different take on two things. I like the Dracula legend, but
you know what my thought was when I watched Dracula? I would like to see a version of Dracula that's not Scream Queenie, but makes an attempt to be terrifying. Because I don't ever find Dracula all that terrifying because we've seen the character again and again and again. They fly and stuff like that. I think that, more real jump scares in it where you're really getting into it. This particular Dracula.
And I would say bring him into 2026. If you want him to be scarier, take him out of that world and into this world.
Didn't they do that with Frank Langella? Wasn't the Frank Langella in the
Well, there have been a million
present?
Of them. There have been a million Draculas, but I think that what I'd like to see is a legitimate real scare. This one.
Like Saw?
Saw's a scream, but that's terrifying, right?
It is,
But it's really not terrifying as much as it's just waiting for the gore.
Yeah.
Right?
If you really want to make it terrifying, make Dracula president. And he shuts down the Straits of Hormuz. That's scary.
Well, then, fine. question about the current conflict.
Yeah.
If Iran was obliterated, how come they can block ships to start with? I thought we got rid of their Navy. They got rid of their Air Force, Kevin.
I thought we're the ones blocking.
Well, we started a blockade like yesterday, but before that,
right?
They were making people pay a tax to get their ships through. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean? We're bombing them. We're bombing missile sites. It just doesn't make sense. Make sense.
Do we obliterate them before or after we won the war? Because I remember a couple times last week we won the war.
I don't know.
And so I don't know what maybe he doesn't know what obliteration means.
I don't know. Did you hear that the picture of Jesus, the very latest on our lovely president, is that the picture of Jesus that he claimed was a doctor? There are two theories on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're both funny, by the way.
Yes.
The one funnier than the other. I'll give you the least funny one.
Thank you.
He did consult with somebody about the Jesus picture, knowing it was Jesus. I'm not sure I believe that one. The second information I got was that someone told him that the line he should use is that the picture was doctored. And he went out in front of the press, not hearing it correctly, and said, I'm being a doctor. I really think that's more plausible.
That's 100% what happened.
I think that happened.
Can you believe that? That's funny. I
can actually believe it. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Have you seen the new one?
The new picture?
He's trying to make up with Zeus? No. It's another picture with Jesus that he put up, I think, last night.
All right. And this is from our president.
It is now Jesus embracing him.
Oh, no.
It doesn't help.
He put that up?
That's my understanding. That's what I saw this morning. I haven't checked it myself, but
that's going to get us the respect we need around the war.
Jesus always likes to be wrapped in the American flag.
I have relatives that are...
By the way, are we having any trouble with our comments today? Because
talked about Dracula for 10 minutes. No, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Hold on, because that's what it was?
No, I have no idea why the comments
aren't working. Talk about farts or something like that, we'll get more participation.
I just had no clue about Dracula.
I have to tell you this, is that I've got...
He can be a real bastard sometimes, you know that, Rob?
Not just sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
I got to keep you moving.
I know,
thank you. Program director, thank you. I have relatives that are far more religious than I am. And I won't name names. I'll just say there's, branches of the family. When my mom was one of eight, and when you have eight kids, they go in different directions. And one of them, at a recent funeral to our family, presented to the surviving spouse a rendering of Jesus welcoming the spouse to heaven. And
hold on. There's a picture that I had that's got this lady... like with her open arms, seeing Jesus, which I love. I actually love that. If you've ever been around anybody of faith at all, it's kind of a very comforting image. It really is.
The image was sort of made to be photorealistic with an image of the deceased in it.
Oh, so they actually made it for a real deceased person.
And it was as horrifying as anything I've ever seen. I know it should have brought me comfort, but it was really just weird. And I went to my mom after the funeral. I said, I'm not a bad person if I don't like that, right? She says, I wouldn't have that in my house.
Well, no, I mean, I know there's a tacky factor.
But that's the feeling I get anytime Trump allies himself with a picture like that.
Did you know I have a similar in the whole layout of everything, except it's not Jesus, it's Carl Yastrzemski.
Welcoming Carla.
Welcoming me.
Well, you're okay.
To the Boston Red Sox clubhouse.
Is he in robes?
Yeah. And I have a Jesus photo here hanging, and it's just the foot. It's just one set of footprints, and then Jesus is carrying me down the beach.
I love that. You see, Mike, when times were hardest, Jesus carried him.
All right, this is a weird show today. This is weird. I'm sorry.
I have a photo of myself and Richard Widmark.
There it is. I had my thing wasn't turned on.
Oh, you got to turn it on. Yeah.
I'm such a dope. I swear to God.
I have a picture of Mike with a tech guy that's teaching him how to use StreamYard.
All right. So,
if only.
Okay.
That was too much.
May I get this off my chest before we move on?
Please.
I told you that my manliness did some real brush clearing, a la George W. Bush used to do to, you know, de-stress. Got myself some tools. Was really, really looking forward to, you know, the project. And the cool thing about it is this big tree had real severe overhanging branches that got in the way of my boy and I throwing our baseball around back there. And I finally got to it. I did it by hand, and then I said, I'm going to see if I can get a reasonably priced power tool to reach the high branches and cut them. And I got that too, an electric saw that goes
man,
up there.
And where are your branches?
The branches are up here. And I really was pleased with it. And then the, you know, the chopping down the limbs, I got a ton of them. That was the easy part, the dragging of the branches to the street, where I was just assuming they'd be picked up, was part two. And my kid helped me, and my next-door neighbor helped me. It was really nice that we got that done, and we have a giant pile of tree limbs, not limbs, but branches and smaller
leaves.
You know, leaves and stuff out on the street. So this is on the weekend, this past weekend. And then I go and I see the pile, and it's there one day, then it's there another. It's been there since Sunday. And I see a pink sticker that's put on one of the branches. And on the sticker from Waste Pro Management, which is the trash company.
Right.
They say, please put in bundles, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, I don't have to worry about that because I've got, you know, we've got a company, landscaping. That's our biggest expense in our community, which we pay a gazillion dollars for every year. Well, lo and behold, it stays there. Then it stays there again. They say, and by the way, the landscape company that used to work here was here all the time. There wasn't a day that went by where you didn't see him. These people, I've noticed, not so much. I think maybe they're logging 2 days here, and it's cheaper.
Do you think they're cheaper, and that's why they're held on
yes,
to?
Yes, that's what that's
how
what
I understand. How dry has your spring been thus far?
Very dry. Very
so
dry,
it would be it would be irresponsible to have a fire.
Yeah, I'd love
some
to burn it.
Warnings.
I would love to burn it.
Wouldn't that be great? You can put it in the road.
So the sticker tells me chop it up into like 3 foot piles. You know, it's got these instructions. I'm like,
You're not going to do that.
I'm not doing that. It's a giant pile. I don't have the tools to chop it. I'm not going to hand saw all this crap, and I'm not going to take 7 hours to do it.
Abe Lincoln.
I call, dreading the call, I call the lady that runs our properties in here.
Okay.
And it's just like
yesterday you'd brought us up to date, and this is where we left off. So you said literally, I think even off air to us, you said, I have to call the lady, and it was like, I have to get a root canal.
I knew that it was going to be a thing. And so the answer is, here's the number for the landscaping company. I'm sure they can help you with it.
Is there any chance they just thought that was a bush out on the road?
How did you get that?
How did you find that?
What, Carla?
Yes.
Carla sent that to you?
Yeah, Carla sent it.
Busy. Isn't she busy?
Now.
That is a
she wanted to help you tell the story.
That is me looking out towards the street. So it's a reasonable pile, right?
Yeah,
I mean, it's not insane.
It's a shame. It's a shame it's not leaves, because you could run and jump in it.
Well, there are, I mean, if you'd be impaled if you jumped on that
pile.
Yeah,
you don't want to jump on that.
So I call, and then they give me the number. You know, and by
What's
the way.
What's the tone of the lady?
The lady's fine. Polite, blah, blah, blah. But here's my point. How about your job is to help people in the community, because that is your job.
That's your job.
You work in an office in the community. How about you take care of it, right?
Right.
That's first. But no, I'll deal with it. I'll call the landscaping company, and I call the landscaping company, and the person at that job answers and says, well, I will get a message to so-and-so who will get back to you. Okay, so now we're at our third level of
communicating. Is the landscape company, is their name have something to do with like A&A or AAA?
No.
So they're like the first person in the phone book you find?
No, I won't mention their name, but
okay,
it's
a tree name.
It's the name of a tree, like the ripoff tree.
I know what it is. It's Christmas.
No, it's the money tree.
The money tree landscaping.
Money tree landscaping.
And I call, and then later in the day, of course, the call happens when I'm not available and I can't take the call. So I get a voicemail. It says, this is so-and-so from the landscaping company. And 1,000, 2,000. You need to cut that up into 3 foot. And I'm like, that's what? Hold on. That's what the waste company said. No.
Yeah.
No. You know what he's telling me to do? He's telling me to chop that up so that the other company will do it, even though they have these big frickin' trucks that drive through every day, and that's all they do is pick up brush.
That's their job.
Their own brush. Job. Now, this is right after the same people told me they couldn't cut the limbs because it's not in the community property. I'm cool with that. I get that. I understand that. So then he says, or we can send you a proposal.
You're already married.
I mean, you know what? I just, FML, I am defeated. I knew I would be defeated. And that pile of brush, they will now charge me. I won't even share with you what they're going to charge me to pick it up because I'm embarrassed that I will be paying that.
I really am.
Go ahead.
I guess it's $195.
A little cheaper, $150.
Okay. Well, you know, that's like what you pay to get like a television or a refrigerator taken away.
Yeah, so that's it. Okay. So,
but I mean, that's...
But I mean, come on. I know.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
They're in the community all the time. I pay dues. For Christ's sake. Didn't want to get into... I'm not getting into it with the guy that works for the company.
No.
He's not the guy to argue with, right?
You got to get back at him some way, Mike. I got back at them by requesting all new bins.
Would you like to know how I wanted to get back? Now, you got to separate the trash pickup and the maintenance landscaping people.
You got to
separate those two. What do you mean, Reese? Dementia sucks. Did I repeat everything I said to you like 2 days ago?
No. You've given us more information.
Yeah, it was like a setup to the...
It was a setup.
Yeah.
Yes. I know that I talked about this the other day. Is that what Reese is indicating, that I am losing my marbles?
Reese could just be saying something I think we all think. Is that
just
dementia
in general.
Does suck. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Here was the thing. So you understand, new barrels, the landscape company doesn't have anything to do with trash.
Oh, so the landscape company is charging you. I thought the trash company was charging you.
The landscaping company is charging you.
Oh, now that is a big steaming pile of
and that's the company that takes and doesn't do like the other.
Save a little bit of money and give your entrepreneur son $50 to go break down all of the stuff and make it so trash will pick it up.
Because I think that the way that the trash is, first of all, he's back in school, and secondly, with his schedule of everything he's doing baseball-wise, this is not the best time to do it.
No, it's fine because I know his entrepreneurial spit. Here's what he would do. You give
what
him
$50. What do you mean? Or put it in the trash. Yeah, I mean, chop it up and put it in the trash.
You saw the pile, right?
You saw the pile. It's an awful lot of brush to fit in one trash can.
Thank you, Josh.
Yes, it would take some
brush. Thanks, Carla.
Mike, if you were to pay Michael $50 to take care of it, he would hire two guys at $10 each to take care of it.
That's
how America works, Mike.
No, but here I am now paying someone who I already pay.
Yeah.
And it's a premium. Can't suck enough.
After you did the job they should have done.
It because they wouldn't help.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, my thought was, as opposed to asking for barrels, well, they're not a trash company,
right?
Is that I would take that pile. You can show one more shot of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pile.
You see that's on the sidewalk. That's my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And just taking like a couple of shovels with Carla and pushing it out right into the middle of the street.
This is a great idea, not in front of your house, though.
No.
Right.
Like 10 houses down.
Exactly.
Is there a common area where you can just redistribute it?
No. If I'm going to put that effort forward, I would, you know, make the effort to chop it up. But I don't want to chop it up.
It's got branches and leaves.
Yes.
Put it in the fishing pond, and it'll become a coral reef.
Right.
And that way, the fishing will improve. And
you know
you're rid of it.
I understand, Linda, that in Montgomery County you'd have to bag it. The nature of bagging this, is not. It's if you saw that the brand. I'm tired of explaining myself. I'm really tired of it. I don't.
How about the flamethrower?
Like burn it that way.
Burn it. Carefully burn it.
I'd love to burn it.
Or, Mike, you can't this time of year, but you could chase the maintenance people with the flamethrower.
No, we had a 400-acre fire down here
recently. And that's nothing to laugh at.
That's it. Anyway, trim your bush so your deck would look bigger.
Almost clever. Almost clever, Rick.
They're here. All right, I missed them. Sometimes I really look for them. I really do.
That joke by Rick Scofield, nothing to laugh at.
Not at all.
No.
I still stand by my Dutch Reagan joke yesterday.
I thought of it when I went to bed.
Nancy wanting the Dutch mustard. We will take this break and come back with tidbits for you right
love
here
it,
on the Michael Mara Show. Here's a quick message from today's sponsor, the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. If you've ever owned a pet, you know they run on their own logic. Jump first, think later. Ask questions, never. I've got dogs, so I know this is true. It's part of what makes them so lovable, but it's also how you end up with those surprise vet visits you didn't see coming. ASPCA Pet Health Insurance helps cover eligible vet expenses. So when those moments happen, you can focus on getting them the care they need without overthinking the cost or second guessing your decision. When you enroll in an ASPCA Pet Health Insurance plan, you could even get a $25 Amazon gift card. It's a little treat for you while you're doing something great for your pet. The program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier to get your pet the care they may need. Who's a good boy? You are. If you enroll in the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Plan, it's been around for almost 20 years and has covered nearly 1 million pets in that time. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/TMOS. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit aspcapetinsurance.com/Amazon terms for more info. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Sorry. Hey, everybody. I wanted one more thing about Dracula, the dumbest thing in Dracula.
Yeah.
The concrete gargoyles or the stone gargoyles turn in, they come alive. Those are his assistants. And that's what makes it.
Dracula's assistants.
Yeah, that's what makes it super
interns,
dry.
Interns, maybe?
Unrewarding.
Like Ghostbusters.
In the chat room, Terry Lettich has a great idea. Why not sell the brush one stick at a time at the TMOS store?
let's do the news, shall we?
Tidbits.
Wonderful idea. It's time!
Josh, this is Brush Fire Tidbits. It's a new segment.
It's time for the 2026 Time 100. Time Magazine's list of the 100 most influential people in the world. Mm-hmm. Here are the names you would recognize. The artist, Rob's going to be excited, Luke Combs. Not Luke Bryant, but Luke Combs.
You know what? That's okay as long as it's not Luke Bryant. Mike, do you still take time?
Oh, yes. I've got, you have to pay for a publication that's put you on the cover so many times.
That's right. I also get Newsweek.
Let's see. Jenny from Blackpink. Are you familiar with Jenny from Blackpink?
No.
Kiki Palmer. Noah Wiley.
Oh, I know Noah Wiley. Sure.
Dakota Johnson. Mm-hmm. Claire Danes.
Yes.
Benicio del Toro.
Yes.
Jonathan Groff. Anyone? I don't know that.
Young, good-looking actor. I think he was in that series where he played a rabbi. Nobody Wants This, I think it's called, on Netflix.
Noah Kahan. Anderson. Is that a three-name person? Or Anderson Pack. I'm not sure. Coco Jones. Those are under the artist category. The Pioneers.
Hold on. Did Jack Ken Cook know about that last person that was on the list?
Coco Jones.
Thank you.
Here from the Pioneers category, let's see. Josh D'Amaro, the CEO of Disney, and Mr. Beast. Incredibly successful.
He really is. And
wildly
why?
Wildly successful.
Because we suck. As a world suck that he's popular.
He's one of the first ones listed that actually have influence.
He doesn't influence
as far as
me.
An influence list.
Well, there are other people besides you, Rob.
He influenced my colon when I ate his garbage chocolate.
His chocolate is not garbage.
It's garbage.
You have to give credit where it's
Palmer
it's great.
Grade chocolate. Remember
it is not
that.
Palmer grade. It Palmer is. Grade, I'll give you. Not even close to Mr. Beast.
He doesn't
chocolate.
Even approach Russell Stover.
Rob likes his chocolate with slave labor.
Let's see some of the
stop
it. In the Titans category, Zoe Saldana, Ben Stiller, fashion designer Ralph Lauren, and Paramount boss David Ellison. In the icon category, Kate Hudson, Olympian Alyssa Liu, Wagner Moura from The Secret Agent. What? This is a weird list. Yeah. Hilary Duff.
How is she an icon?
Alan Cumming.
Yeah, he hosts, what is it, Traitors?
Sterling K. Brown.
You hate him.
Well, he's a scenery chewer.
He is. He loves to act.
Ethan Hawke, Chloe Kim, and Victoria Beckham.
Is this a list from 1990 if it has Ethan Hawke in it?
No, because here are the leaders of this category. Pope Leo, Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, President Donald Trump.
Yes.
New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani, mm-hmm. Prime Minister of Canada Mark Carney, and of course the Prime Minister of Israel, well, not of course, Benjamin Netanyahu, and China's President Xi Jinping.
A lot of people call Netanyahu Bibi.
Also, California Governor Gavin Newsom and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. And here's the one where it's transparent.
Okay.
In the honorees will be recognized at a gala on April 23rd, hosted by Nikki Glaser. And in the innovators category is Nikki Glaser.
This is like, you know what this is like? It's because it used to be something. Mm-hmm. And now it's like the People's Choice Awards. Yes. Well, they'll give awards if you show up.
Yeah. How much do you have to be paid or pay time to be nominated?
I'm not sure, but it's just a little hinky that she's hosting.
1 year subscription.
Don't you think it's a little hinky that she's hosting? And then,
especially on on a pre-announced thing. It's like they've made it so in the Academy Awards you can't present to yourself. You know what I mean?
When it comes to America and the way we look at the work ethic, and that sometimes I too believe that we are really so consumed with the great American dollar that we forget our families and we do that. That's right. Very normal. And we look at softness as being something where you take sick days or something. I have to say, though, as an American, this one kind of makes me cringe.
Okay.
Italy just made history, becoming the first country to offer paid leave for workers caring for their sick pets.
Hey, it's a good idea.
It all started with one court case back in 2017. A librarian in Rome.
A Roman librarian.
A librarian in Roma. She fought for time off to care for her sick dog, and she won. She argued that under Italian law, letting an animal suffer is a crime, so forcing someone to choose between work and their pet put them in an impossible situation. Now workers can take up to 3 days a year to care for their pets. But there are rules. The pet has to be microchipped, and a vet has to confirm the situation is urgent.
Okay.
So there you have it.
Like they've come a long way.
What's that, Josh? Go ahead.
It's like a school absentee note. You need a letter.
A letter and a microchip in your in your kindergartner.
They've come a long way in 90 years when they used to kill their own people, and now they're protecting their pets. So this good for Italy.
Yeah. Or you could use my late mother's method. God rest her soul.
Yeah.
Dog gets sick. Take him to the vet. Put him down.
Yeah.
That's even a head cold.
He's gone to the farm, Mike.
That's it. And don't tell Kathy that her cat. Named White, French for White Cloud, Blanchot.
Yeah.
Kathy came back from junior college. And when she came into the first thing, when she came into the kitchen, I said, Mom killed your cat.
We got a great Blanchot for you, covered with a great red sauce, bigger your head.
Bonjour, Blanchot.
Hello.
Go to the vet now. You how say excited, bye-bye.
How excited were you? Because I think of what age you were when she was coming home from junior college. And she's like, Mom killed your cat.
I was such a little brother. I really was. Oh, my God. That's I don't hear great. You unless you knock. In a federal court in New Jersey yesterday, a jury ruled that Live Nation and its subsidiary, Ticketmaster, created a monopoly that squashes competition and drives up ticket prices. Mm. Now we await the judge's decision on what we do about this. This is big stuff for people that like to go to a show.
Now do it for sports.
Yes. Not surprisingly, a lot of people are calling for the companies to be split apart. Back in 2024, the Biden Justice Department in nearly 40 states launched the lawsuit calling for a breakup of Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Last month, the DOJ under President Trump announced a settlement with the two companies and backed out of the lawsuit along with several states, but more than 30 states kept fighting. Thank you. And yesterday they won. So we will see what the ramifications are, but Josh is right. Do it for sports and now.
Really go destroy the secondary market. The StubHubs and all those. That's what you got to destroy that has ruined the ability to get tickets.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible and it's not equitable. And people, you know, a family of four can't go to a ball game anymore. It's too expensive.
I've actually followed this Live Nation thing, and the settlement they think is going to happen is that everyone in America is going to get two tickets to see Lady Gaga.
Don't get in the way of Robin his joke, Josh. Don't ever the way. He will knock you down and he will throw you to the curb when he's got a joke coming. Be aware of that. Yep. He wanted that Lady Gaga joke.
I was going to share that it's actually been impacting me because I've been trying to get Backstreet Boy tickets and they're ridiculously expensive. So I'm monitoring them. And then I tried this week to buy Olympic tickets for when the Olympics are in LA in a few years. And the face value tickets were sold out before they went on sale.
Wow. Backstreet Boys.
It's not for me.
Yeah, there's not enough booze in the world that would allow me.
You know what?
It's in the sphere, so it's for the sphere part. I'd like to see.
I think being inside the sphere will be fun, and then the Backstreet Boys come out. Yes, Rob, what were you going
to
say?
I cede the joke to Josh with apologies because the fact that he's looking for Backstreet Boys tickets is much funnier. Writing.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, it is. Yeah, so
sometimes I stand corrected. Reality works with that. Mm. So
currently $180.
God. I mean, it's crazy. I hope that they can tackle this so that, you know, we can go see stuff. And people, we need diversions right now, do we not?
We do.
Matt LeBlanc is plotting his return to network TV.
Good.
He is developing a new CBS show, and this time he's trying something different. It's a cop drama. The show is called Flint, and it's about a burned-out LAPD detective who's looking forward to retirement when the city extends his service another 5 years. Determined to get fired, he starts breaking rules and disobeying orders, but unfortunately for him, it makes him an even better cop. Flint is described as, quote, a smart, character-driven show that has a... What is this? Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
I'm encouraged by this because I think now that Matthew Perry's gone, that he's my favorite friend, Matt LeBlanc, because when they did the Friends reunion, he showed up unapologetically overweight. He was Fat LeBlanc. And I love that because he's just, you know, he's ready to move on as an actor. And this sounds like a funny notion. And I think he knows how to do comedy, so it should be good.
All right, hold on a second. I'm having trouble.
Mike, this just in, and this is nothing to laugh at. This is from CNN. Former Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, I think we may have even talked to him on the show early in his career, shot, killed his wife and himself.
Was he under investigation or
I'm
anything like that?
I'm checking right now. It was in Annandale. No, they have no details about it.
Of course if you have information, that would be reporting.
Yeah, if you have any information, please call Crime Solvers. But that's tragic.
Wouldn't that be their job? To get the information.
What, for Crime Solvers? Yeah, well, yeah. But they need the ingredients. It's like Iron Chef. You need the ingredients.
Wow, that's pretty heavy duty. You don't know, was there any controversy in the noise, in the news at all?
Not so far, no. Wow. And it was in their home on Guinevere Drive in Annandale. That's all they provided.
Oh, wow. That's a shame. I mean, a tragedy and more to come for our Northern Virginia and D.C. area people up there. Yesterday, Starbucks unveiled a new beta Starbucks app within ChatGPT where you can ask for suggestions on what to order based on your mood.
God.
No, you just go to ChatGPT, use the @Starbucks to access the module. Then you ask stuff like, Starbucks, I want something bright to start my morning. There it is. And then you can say, Starbucks, I'm craving an afternoon boost that isn't too sweet. Apparently the ChatGPT will assist you.
I'm going to go back to something I said earlier. We suck. We all suck. I mean, the fact that this is allowed to exist sucks and stupid. I mean, it's a coffee store. Do you want something to brighten your day? How about
well,
this?
Now you're relying on artificial intelligence, even for your opinions.
Yeah, exactly.
Even for your choices. Well, the app will then maybe suggest ideas.
But suggestions are okay. Sometimes how many times you be like, I don't, what's around here to eat? I'm hungry. I'm not feeling like the three stores I know. I think it works.
Didn't work for that. It didn't work for that attorney. What was his position? The guy that just killed his family or whatever?
Former lieutenant governor.
Former lieutenant governor.
And lots of sexual allegations against them.
Ah, there it is. Thank you for your journalism. You, the app then suggests ideas to match the mood. Starbucks says it's supposed to be a natural, personal, and fun experience and a way to discover new favorites. Yeah.
How can it be more fun than a trip to Starbucks? A trip to Starbucks is great.
The AI has access to trending drinks as well as a secret menu. From there, you can customize it, choose a nearby location, and start to order it before it shifts you over to the Starbucks app to finish checking.
My favorite item. Do you ever use the Starbucks secret menu?
I don't have the pleasure. I don't
My
go
favorite
to Starbucks
item
anymore.
Is the anal cake pop, but you have to order it specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. This is not the best cake I've ever tasted. Finally today, a 25-year-old woman in Florida named Saria Lopez was pulled over last week after being clocked at 123 miles per hour. She was flying through a residential neighborhood at three times the speed limit, and she blew a 0.23 on a breathalyzer, which was also three times over the limit. When the cops asked her why she was going so dangerously fast, she said, "Honestly, it's just because he has a Supra, and I thought it was okay to go fast."
A Supra.
She said the car belonged to her passenger, and he knew better. He was caught doing 109 miles per hour in the same car on the same road in 2024.
Too fast. Way too fast.
Saria, and she's not a ChatGPT app, by the way, she violated Florida's punitive super speeder law and was also charged with DUI. She was additionally cited for careless, aggressive driving, modified exhaust, and improper turn signals. And that's why. But the primary reason for the punitive damage was the 30 miles over, three times the speed limit.
Yeah,
and
that'll get you.
For you Florida residents, punitive means you're going to have something happen to ye that is going to make ye feel real bad because ye got in trouble. Thank you. Thought I'd share that with everybody. We'll take a brief break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, what's your beef? I'll tell you what I hate, paying top dollar to my local grocer for overpriced, underwhelming steaks, and then cooking them up and saying, meh, it's too much money and too much grief. That's why this podcaster relies on Omaha Steaks. Right now, taste the difference and take an extra $35 off at omahasteaks.com when you use promo code Mike at checkout. Omaha is my favorite because they do beef right. Unmatched quality, incredible variety, and every bite backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Each steak is perfectly aged for maximum tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. Omaha Steaks has been America's original family-owned butcher since 1917, and they're still raising the bar. From tender USDA certified steaks to juicy burgers, versatile chicken, pork, and more, Omaha Steaks delivers unbeatable quality and variety every single time. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality protein right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code Mike at checkout. Mike is a new code, so don't mess with it, Clyde. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code Mike. Terms apply. See site for details. Let's eat! I am curious about something Rob has brought to us now for like 3 or 4 days that he will not throw on the trash heap. That usually means it's pretty good. It's an MTV video clip that you have for us.
I never knew anything about this, so it was a jaw dropper to me. I think it will surprise you as well. It goes back to, let me find the year, 1983. So we're thinking what? Now, first of all, how much does it bother you that 1983 was 43 years ago? That doesn't seem to scan to
me. There are moments that when you get to be my age,
mm-hmm.
lost a contemporary of mine that I went to American, not Marist College, Chris Barnes, troubled guy for a good chunk of his life.
Sad.
Had personal issues, had substance issues, and had a myriad of health issues. So rest in peace, Chris. Hopefully you're in a better place because you deserve to be. You were a nice person, and I hated that, you know, that with everything that you had gone through, that, you know, that it had to end for you like this. But I think ultimately, you know, sometimes when people pass away, I hope there's a better spot. I really do for people like that. But I think in terms of, there are different things now that will jog me to think about how fast time travels.
Oh.
And I mean, it's stunning sometimes when you realize that, you know, it seems like an hour ago I was talking about, you know, the 80s and and everything was 80s. The music of the 80s sucks and the 80s way of doing things and the 80s hair and the 80s clothes. It's just and now that's a very, very long time ago.
I hate to bring this up to you, but a lot of the 80s to me, I associate with you because I spent the 80s listening to your radio station, hearing the music on your radio station, hearing you and Don in the morning.
And it was a great time to be on there. And that's
I wish I could have been there.
Of all the things that I look back on, being on the radio at that particular time, the last real heyday of local radio, radio could do great big things. Oh, it was so much fun. Really.
I really feel that I just got in about 10 years too late. I could have I could have had a lot of fun back then.
It was really, you know, when the 90s were around, it was starting its demise.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's not. I was driving by a Clear Channel cluster building the other day, and I was just thinking about how different it is.
Yeah.
And I saw their promo vans out there where they go to the different places.
All the signage on one building.
And it's just, it's not what it used to be.
You know, I went to a dermatologist and I found that I had a Clear Channel cluster.
There it is,
horrible.
But, fortunately, after the biopsy, everything's good. So,
1983, we were early, lucky in my neighborhood to get cable early. So we had MTV. I loved MTV because it was programmed. It was programmed like a great top 40 station. Now, eventually, MTV would kill Top 40, but that's for another time. But in 1983, you don't really realize how long ago it was when you see this exclusive interview with one of the cutest people to ever be on TV, Martha Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And who she brings up will surprise you. You're going to see a little bit of a promo at the beginning of this.
Okay.
But then the interview begins.
I like working on videos.
We want to go to India next year. Yeah, do some Delhi Rock.
We go after the stories you don't get anywhere else.
I'd like to advertise for a new band, please.
It's our lifestyle and a little tanning game.
It's just hard getting up.
And it was so spastic. I went out and I bought every one of their albums.
MTV Music News. Every hour, every day.
It was a big deal.
TV Music Television.
Interesting. Okay, thank you very much.
I'm Martha Quinn, and this is MTV Music News, and this is certainly a special event because appearing in this monitor shortly will be, thank you, Dean Martin here on MTV. Why? Because Dean Martin has actually made a video, and here we have conversation with Dean telling us why he decided to make a video.
I talked to my son, Ricky, and he's the one actually that gave me the idea of doing it. He asked me if I had seen any MTV, and I said, yes. And he asked me if I would like to do one. I said, all right, you set it all up, and I'll do it. That's how it all came about. We did it, and I just hope that something comes from it. I hope the teenagers like it.
Teenagers.
Not the teenagers. The teenagers.
You know, each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be, a teenager in love? Dean Martin here on MTV.
Here's the video, Mike.
And you know something else? It's a special surprise.
I'm speechless. I'm just.
I mean, did you react like I did? It's like, how does this exist?
It's just funny. It's funny, and I never remember it. And I'm surprised we weren't all over it when it, you know, came. Well, this was what, 83? You said
83. So he was still sort of happening.
This predates my major market radio career. So,
and what's so great about this is that everything I've read about Dean Martin is when he says, "All right, set it up, I'll do it." You know, that's... yeah. All right, let's take a look at his first foray into music videos.
Josh, what were we going to say?
It just looks like... It doesn't look like MTV. It looks like you gave NPR a TV show. With the tone and how they're speaking. And,
I can't tell, but it looks like Dean's footage is shot on film. It That's how long ago it is. But anyway,
can I just interject one thing,
too? Yeah, please. Yeah.
And the biggest thing when you look at any clips, and it's not too long ago also, but... The lack of high definition television.
Oh, blurry, blurry, blurry.
The lack of this used to pass. This is what we'd watch on our TVs. Mm-hmm. It's stunning when you really think about it. But go ahead, Rob.
All right, here we go.
This is Dean Martin here on MTV, and Since I Met Your Baby.
And it's set up like an 80s cool video, but wait till you see how Dean appears in it. By a pool in a tuxedo.
I met you, baby.
Okay.
My whole life has changed.
Okay, that's it. All right.
I know,
right,
but still, that for one brief fleeting moment.
Even then, that was sad in 1983.
Yeah, it was.
I get that, you know, the teenagers. Very, very interesting.
But I just couldn't believe, A, that it existed, and B, that between the two of us, we never knew about it.
Yeah, Dino, but arguably a nice guy, right? Ultimately, that's
maybe
what he
the
was
most,
all about.
The most likable of the Rat Pack.
But a guy that didn't need it to breathe. He didn't need the fame. He didn't need that. He was probably more transactional than the guys of his time, where it's like, yeah, I'll be there. Pay me the money. I'll do it.
I don't know. I don't know if you know anyone like this, but they actually set up the Dean Martin Show was set up around his golf schedule.
Yes.
I don't know anyone that could get away with that today.
No, and he didn't rehearse either. And that And by the way, that made for a was that a joke?
I guess.
It's a shot at you.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I missed the joke.
Hi, this is Mike, and I'll be there at 8 a.m.
doing the show around the golf schedule. you asshole. Anyway.
I'll take that.
All right. I get it. I get jokes. I'm sorry I didn't know what's going on. My computers are all messing up here. So
my computers are all going away.
I don't know. I got a little 5-iron for that computer. Ba-ba-ba-boo.
Hey, yeah. I was wondering if Martha Quinn could come up to my house.
Hey, Martha, you want to do the interview yourself? Thank you. Appreciate that. Ba-ba-ba-boo. Oranges are different. Why did Dean turn into Bing? I have no idea.
Very similar singing styles. That's
very similar singing styles. MTV back in the day, though. What do you think? I want to ask the youngest member of our group right here, who's
Josh.
Not a young guy,
right.
But he's younger than we are. What do you think when you see that? Besides the NPR thing?
I mean, I think, for one, I had to look up to see if it was AI generated, because that music video was so bad. It looks like something that would easily be made by AI today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know enough. All I know about Dean Martin is hearing it discussed on here and the Don and Mike show. That's all I know about him. So I don't know enough.
You couldn't name a Dean Martin song other than the one we just heard? Like That's Amore?
I've heard that song. I didn't know that's Dean Martin.
Can you sing us a few bars?
Yeah.
No, thank you. I don't remember.
Everybody loves some. Oh. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
That's amore.
Give me a yell. No, you don't get to do it, too. Come
I was singing
now.
The backup part.
Give me one more. I'll see how many I know.
Right. The door is still open to my heart.
Let's move on.
Okay.
I don't know that one. So, that's Dino, and we will take a brief break when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. I will discuss with you the true feelings that I have about my dog Stubby, who know, I probably have on good authority that he's not necessarily a purebred Boston Terrier, because he attacked something last night.
Oh,
we'll do that when we come. Hey, fudge cutters, Mike O'Mara here. I want to share something my wife Carla is really excited about at DermGlow Skin. Peptides. Peptides are natural compounds in your body that act as messengers, helping with things like repair, metabolism, sleep, and energy. Now you can supplement them all. Partnering with a trusted telehealth partner, DermGlow gives you access to doctor-prescribed peptides in all 50 states. It's simple. Take a quick online quiz, get approved, and your order ships straight to your door. Peptides can improve your energy, metabolism, and cellular health. Detox and skin support, hair, skin, and scalp health, better sleep, and the Wolverine Stack for recovery and healing. And of course, GLP-1s for weight loss. Whether you're trying to lose 30-plus pounds or just the last five, there are programs and microdosing options to help with benefits like reduced cravings and better blood sugar balance. Everything is prescribed by licensed doctors safely and conveniently. If you're low on energy, struggling with weight, not sleeping well, or just not feeling your best, there may be a peptide that can help you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and click the weight loss and peptides to get started. DermGlowSkin.com, helping you feel better from the inside out. I got to give props to, I bitch about an awful lot on this show, but I will tell you that once in a while, something goes as planned. Not that it's without a thought, a negative thought, because I have to do that because that's the way I roll. But the new cooktop, I talked about that a while back, and it arrived yesterday. Zero issues.
Remind me of the brand.
KitchenAid.
Ah, yes, and I gave you a thumbs up, an enthusiastic
You approve of that. It when looks the, ducky.
When the delivery guy showed up, did he come in and first check and tell you, hey, if it doesn't fit, and make a measurement?
Yeah. Oh, I remember how they leaned on that.
They cover their ass on that so totally. But here's the thing. Ultimately, since it did fit, that's kind of the diminishing expectation rule. Where they rolled in and they're looking at it, and we just have to make sure. And then he's going to look at the specs, and then it was fine. And they said there is just a minuscule separation in the very back that we will do with a silicone caulk, and it will be perfect. And
that's excellent. It gives you a nice tight seal.
What are you laughing about?
I don't know. I think you just want to make sure. You don't want crumbs to get down there.
No,
certainly.
I think it's really, really cool, and it looks good. I'll give a tip of the hat to the Big Lowe's people that, we got it for a reasonable price, and they did.
Did they arrive in their time window?
They arrived, they called and were ready to go. And so they called maybe a half hour before they got here, and they were nice guys. Two of them brought the thing in, and every now and then it goes. And, the only thing that put a little, crimp in, an otherwise successful delivery was me the whole time realizing that, that I bought this cooktop, which, based on my tax situation, I should be cooking over an open fire.
Like you
in
have
the backyard.
To, a man has to eat. Come on, that's a necessity.
It was wonderful, but the whole day was spent just bemoaning that situation. We woke up sad about it, and people have learned. People have learned. My wife has learned that you kind of pay as you go. That's the way to do it. And the tax man. But I'm very, very happy, and I'm delighted. And then last night I realized my sister came in here maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And said, I'm not sure that dog you have is a real Boston Terrier.
I remember this, and it was the kind of thing that was a heartbreaking thing that you did not want to embrace, but you ultimately did.
She put it in our head.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, out of the blue, last night, Stubby, cute little Stubby, he went after Winslow. And I was watching, I had a bird's eye view of this. I'm sitting next to it and I'm watching it. And it was very pit bull-esque the way he did this.
Was food involved at all?
No, that's the thing, and it usually is.
That's wild.
He's the aggressor. Carla disagrees because Carla likes Stubby better than what is this music?
Just
what
give it a second. Mean?
How much is that dog in the
Sydney Sweeney. Now you put me back on that.
It's not her singing for you youngsters out there.
How much is that? Do you know my mommy used to sing that to me at bedtime? Did you know that?
Were you dressed as a little puppy also?
What's that?
Were you dressed as a dog as well?
No, you sick F. I was not dressed as a dog.
No, I was like a little kid, like little kid pajamas.
No, it was her way of, you know. But my mom, and this
was Kathy dressed as a puppy?
Kathy was 7 years older than I was. She was probably in Peru, for all I know. For all I know that was happening right there. But my mom, my memory, and I don't know why I'm reflecting on this today. Okay. It's close to what would have been her birthday. I'm not sure what age, but April 22nd is my mom's birthday. And she was back in the day when I was really little, when she would sing to me, she was also having a Kent or two cigarette, right? So I it would be like, how much is that?
It's funny you should say that because I was going to ask if you associated.
How much is that doggy in the window?
I was going to ask if you
is that? Oops, wrong.
If you associated that song with hot boozy breath.
No, not hot boozy breath.
Because I know they would drink one drink a night. They were maintenance drinkers. They were not.
Well,
they
drank
binge.
the way a lot of parents did during the 60s. That's the way.
And the way some parents did during COVID.
And then in the morning, when I got older, like eight, nine, and I had to go to school, it would be. Good morning to you.
Oh,
good
no.
morning to you. We're all in our places with bright, shiny faces. For this is the way to start a new day. I've sung to Michael. Yeah. I've sung to Michael. Did you ever sing to either one of your kids at night or in the morning?
All the time. Okay. My mom was a big singer.
What did you sing, though?
I would sing usually songs that we had heard through the day. I would sing them Beatles songs. I would sing them Elvis songs. For a while, I told
what a
Julia.
Horrible thing to do.
Yeah, it's really bad to introduce people to music.
No, it's no. I'm talking about Beatles songs or Elvis. Why not the classic kid songs? You know,
like we did those when they were
like
real little.
You Are My Sunshine or something like that.
I definitely sang that.
You sung some Wiggles songs.
Oh, well, you know what? Lori Berkner songs. Remember the creepy concert I went to with the childhood?
Right.
Sang that. Sang a lot of Victor Vito to them. I knew all the words to that.
Once Michael became 10, I would wake him up with some of my favorites. And that's why, like, I'd get him up in the morning and I go, the beautiful people, the beautiful people.
Another
fun.
Song with a positive message.
Did you ever sing to any of your kids, Josh?
I do not believe so, no.
Did your mother sing to you?
No. Yeah, did your mommy sing to you?
I don't believe my mom has sung either. No.
Not really. Even like not in the garden or the old rugged cross or any of the great old hymns?
I mean, sure. That's when I sing, when I go to church.
Sure. But you go to probably with like a praise band. It's not like an organ.
The band of Jesus. I'm going to be the band of Jesus. That's
misbehaving.
Do you have any pleasant, real childhood memories? Is there anything that you, remember as a little bitty that was something special that the folks did? I'm just curious about that. I know it's unrelated, but
No.
My
I don't
mom
have
used
a
to,
lot of memories from being really little.
My mom used to tell me there was a cow under my bed, and she'd make me close my eyes, and she'd go, moo.
Oh, that's so cute. And you believe her.
Yeah. And
you believe
that
you were going to sleep with a nice, soft cow.
we killed and ate the cow.
No, you thought there was... No, yours was a... what's that? Borden. Yours was the Borden cow.
Oh, Elsie.
Elsie. Elsie was under your bed.
That's right. And she gave contented milk.
That's under... Jesus.
Moo.
There's a gargoyle under your bed.
I told Julia that Wayne Newton was under her bed for years.
I have two vivid memories, and I had to be, how old would I have been in 1963? I would have been four or five years old. Remember seeing my mom burst tears streaming down her face when JFK got shot. I'll never forget that.
Is that your earliest memory?
One of my, probably my very earliest memory. That's it was.
That's weird. I think my earliest memory was high school graduation.
We have to take a break.
It was great.
All wiped out by alcohol, Josh. Yeah. Washed away. Washed away
gone.
Like a flash flood.
Gone.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Friends, a quick warning. Beware of the takers. You know the type. They listen to the free show Monday through Thursday and give nothing back. Tisk, tisk. For shame. But us, we're different. We're the givers. We give you the bonus show every Friday. We've got the goods, unfiltered, unrestricted, all access and fun. Because more access means more laughs. You deserve the good stuff, the extra stuff. We're talking TMOS extras. Unpredictable bonus content you won't find anywhere else. Or go big with the commercial free feed, complete with the bonus show every single week. Sign up today because your bonus subscription keeps this whole party rolling. You fuel the fun and we keep it coming. So smash that bonus show tab at MikeOmaraShow.com and jump in. The water's fine. Be a giver. It feels great and the laughs are guaranteed. I want to remind everybody that, you know, we are still taking reservations for the TMOS Cruise 2027. We are going to do that, I think, in January of 2027, mm-hmm. a cruise to the Western Caribbean aboard the Margaritaville at Sea, or the Margaritaville Seaside, or the Changes in Attitude, the, Latitudes. What is it?
Islander?
The Islander at Sea. Is it? Well, we'll put more information up. You know, no. We kind of.
It's on Mike. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Or there's go to a the
cow.
Store.
There's a cow under the bed.
Woo.
Yeah.
And now, beautiful video.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Have you ever wondered why they always fought on the Jerry Springer Show?
Because they were told to.
No.
Really?
They were tricked into fighting.
All right.
And there's a new show that is in its second season on the ID Network. It is called Hollywood Demons. And one of the episodes this season focuses on Springer. Here's Springer's producer from the classic days saying how they got people to fight. And frankly, it's brilliant.
Was. You want me to give you a secret? Here's how we got them to fight in the beginning on Springer. Post-Klan fight. Let's say that I have two brothers in a conflict. When you're prepping the guests, you tell one of them, now look, if your brother says something you don't like, you can yell at him, you can get up in his face, you can even spit on him. But whatever you do, don't hit him. Then you don't tell the other person any of that. Once you produce one person to get up and spit in someone's face, and then you don't give any instruction to the other one. The other one is going to haul off and knock the hell out of the one who did it, and boom.
What a nice guy.
I hate reality television. I really do.
Look, every single thing you see is not reality.
No, what it's wrong.
Is manufactured television. It mm-hmm. always is. And it's really frustrating that that they got away with that. And, Jerry Springer, the gold standard, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way that always rolled.
It was former mayor of Cincinnati, Mike.
And got in trouble by being caught with a prostitute because he wrote a check.
That's right.
True story.
Mike, thinking back to the show Dynasty, did you ever watch Dynasty?
I didn't watch Dynasty. I didn't watch Dallas.
Falcon Crest.
I did not like those evening soaps. Not my cup of tea.
I liked Dallas a little bit, but mostly because it came on after The Dukes of Hazzard. It was just still on. But on Dynasty, if you were to name the biggest villain on Dynasty, I think the answer might surprise you. The biggest villain on Dynasty. No. The biggest villain on Dynasty was the staircase.
Oh, wow.
That's one. Here's John Forsythe. Two. Sad.
Was he
pushed? What are you if not a fraud?
Oh. Stop it! His son. That's three. Oh, wait. Costume party. That's four.
They love that shot.
They did. Oh, she's just all. Oh. She's overwhelmed.
And they always died, right?
They always do, yeah. They look like they... She slipped on marbles! Oh, this is a slow-mo one.
Oh, my God!
That last one was worse because Joan Collins' wig almost moved.
Wow.
Almost.
That is scary. Hey, want to thank Rolando for a super chat. Great week of shows from the Radio Legends. Thank you very much, Rolando. We appreciate that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
True or false? I'll throw this one to Josh. Josh, true or false? In California, it's legal to own a zebra.
False.
It is true. I'm
Does
sorry.
Does he not look like he's being annoyed at the question today?
No, are you annoyed at the question? I'm perfectly fine. I am
what
fine.
The hell is wrong with you today?
Did the Orioles lose yesterday?
No, I was trying to answer the question correctly, so I was thinking about it.
Well, you blew it, because they are legal to be owned in California if you have the facilities. But
well, Mike, what about Florida? I want one. I want one.
Mike, we'll have to look up that information.
I'm sure it's legal
Maybe
here.
Josh can do that as soon as he wipes that look off his face.
But if your zebra in Florida goes three times over its regular speed limit, there are punitive damages.
Mike, I got bad news for the people of California.
Okay.
Zeus is on the loose.
It's not the call Placer County Animal Services gets often. In fact, it may be the first.
We weren't sure if that's what we were going to come across or not.
When crews arrived near West Wise Road just outside of Lincoln on Friday, there it was. A zebra stopping traffic and shocking drivers.
I would love it.
They were potentially dealing with a wild animal that was not going to be okay with being confined in a trailer.
Mike, I need to just tell you to stick with this, because pretty soon, I know you complain about journalism, but this is great because they get an eyewitness on the phone, record her phone call, and she offers nothing. Just so you know what's coming.
With multiple officers responding, they used portable panels to corral the animal into a trailer.
Ultimately, he was really cooperative and ended up walking himself onto the trailer without injuring himself and without any of our staff getting hurt.
On these country roads just outside of Lincoln, it wouldn't be unheard of to come across a cow or a horse on the
road.
Ever
heard of a wind
filter? What about a zebra? Well, that's exactly what Barbara Miller came across on Friday.
Came across.
At first, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Miller was among the first to report the animal, still trying to make sense of what she was actually looking at.
I'm like, am I really seeing a zebra?
Zebras are legal to own in California, as long as the owner has the proper space, food, and experience. Animal Services says they checked with Fish and Wildlife and confirmed the owner was indeed allowed to have the animal before returning him home safely.
That
same
lady on the phone.
So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ollie, I'll do that later.
The lady on the phone, it says to me, like in college, when the news director says, you need to have two actualities in this story. And then he went and did a phone call with a lady. He said, I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
You know how we keep people from messing with zebras that are pets here in Florida? We tell them they're venomous.
Is that restaurant up on your super slab there, is it still selling zebra steaks?
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Better than steak. Regular steak. Better than
beef. It's hard on a steak to get those lines when you grill it, but on the zebra, they're built right in.
Zebra steak. You don't need the grill marks.
Mike, let's close with this. One of your favorite places on earth is Ronald Reagan National Airport, DCA, here in Washington, D.C.
I go back a long way, speaking of being old. I remember when that airport was teeny tiny, and you'd go around a little turnaround and be dumped off right there. And I smoked a joint before I went on an airplane one time there and got all paranoid. It was I have a lot of memories at Ronald Reagan National. It was national back in the day.
Yeah, and then it was Ronald. And I just, Mike, DCA, if you want to be cool, you call it by the initials.
Yeah, well, now they've changed it again. It's now called Dutch Mustard.
The Dutch Mustard Airport. Mm-hmm. Mike, up in the control tower at Dutch Mustard Airport yesterday, someone got onto the frequency for pilots to talk to the tower.
Okay.
They think this was a plane. They don't know. But this is not the way you want to handle this when they hack into that that frequency.
Meow.
You guys, to be professional
pilot. Meow, meow, meow,
meow. This is no way to fly an RJ.
Is that regional jet? That's why I'm still flying a regional jet.
Yes.
That gives me total confidence getting on one of those small planes. That's why you're still flying a regional jet. And now, we don't know if it was a plane or not.
I'm following all the details via other Washington, D.C. news outlets, Mike, but I close by saying to you, meow, and also meow. Moo.
Man, that just freaks. I will be freaked out for about another hour thinking about the fact that he's a regional jet guy. That's why he's doing that. They have no respect for them. We got to get out of here. We got a great bonus show coming up tomorrow. It's a very special bonus show. Yes, very special. Very special.
Do you want to tease it?
Yeah. No, I'll let you tease it. You go ahead.
Oh, it's going to be great. It is our thoughts and prayers for the family of Richard Nixon now that he's been gone over 10 years.
Is this the anniversary of his death?
No, I just saw a Nixon button on my bulletin board, and that's what I came up with.
Wow. Okay, yes, Josh.
But we're going to stream it today. We didn't stream last week.
Oh, that's right, check your email. 4 p.m.
Oh, okay. Yeah, 4 p.m. Eastern. We're streaming it live. Join us because we cuss. I have a feeling I'll be cussing a lot today. I really do. Yeah, I'm excited about it. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Right. So what do you want now?
Well, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, Ali, I'll do that later.
Thank you for correcting my English with stinks. I am Nanja Ibuko, exchange student from Cameroon.
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.